Mr. Thompson now pulled the spade out of the ground, bringing a quantity of loose dirt from beneath the cube as he did so. John Thomas squatted to inspect the cube more narrowly. "Look, Father," he said, "the block isn't even touching the ground." "That," Mr. Thompson said, "is impossible." Nevertheless, he stooped to look and, after looking, returned to his spade. He began to dig a hole around the cube, and before long he was able to take a spadeful from directly beneath it. The weight of the small cube had been astonishing enough, but what now occurred dumbfounded them. When the supporting column of earth was removed, the cube, contrary to all the laws with which the Thompsons were familiar, remained suspended a good 2 inches in the air. As they stared at the perverse shiny object, a few grains of dirt fell from its undersurface, as though to demonstrate that, for dirt at least, the law of gravitational attraction still held firm. "Perhaps the hole isn't deep enough to make it fall," Mrs. Thompson said, and her husband, anxious for an explanation, excavated another 6 inches of dirt from beneath the cube. Nothing happened.